This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the rights of poor believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sometimes our body language is offensive for a poor believer. For example, the way we shake hands with a poor believer as compared to how we shake hands with a wealthy person. Similarly, how we look at a believer matters a lot. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Anyone who glares at a believer with a look to frighten him, Allah will frighten him on the day when there is no shelter except his own." At times, we take lightly the prestige and honor of a believer. The Prophet of Allah said, "The entire being of a believer is a sanctuary. That is his prestige, his property, and his life." He also said, "Insulting a believer is a great transgression, and fighting him is unbelief. Eating his flesh, which means backbiting him, is a sin, and respecting his property is like respecting his life." A very scary part of all this is that it doesn't go unnoticed what we do. The Prophet of Allah said, "Anyone who rebukes the slightest fault of a believer will not die until he himself commits that fault." This is very scary, especially if you are managing a group of people and they happen to be believers. You have to be extra cautious and very careful how to treat them, how to talk to them, how your body language should be, what words you use, so on and so forth. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are talking about the rights of poor believers. When we look towards the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, they were the biggest advocates of the poor believers. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, alayhi salam, who's the fifth divinely appointed Imam, he said, "Beware of being snide to the believers." What kind of death is destined for a person who is snide in presence of a believer? He also said, "There is no one who is snide in the presence of a believer except that he dies with the worst kind of death and will not be given the grace to be on the path of accomplishing good actions." As a believer, how are we supposed to treat a poor believing Muslim? What does Islam say? Well, before we discuss and try to answer this question, we should think a bit differently. This question is zooming in and focusing on the poor believers. But when it comes to believers, we're not supposed to discriminate between the wealthy believer and the rich believer and the poor believer and the less fortunate believer, somebody who has a lot of resources, somebody who has less resource, you know, somebody who has a bigger car, bigger house, you know, better car, better gadget, you know. These are all the criterias of the people of this dunya. The people who are drowned in this dunya, these are the criteria they use in their relationships. For a believer, another believer is simply a believer. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Do not disregard a poor believing Muslim, because anyone who disregards or makes light of him will be disregarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala."
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.